You are listening to the audio production of A Short Guide to Reading the Bible Better by George H. Guthrie, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Marcus Jackman. Dedication. To David and Jill Shanks, with deep appreciation for your partnership in this work. Chapter 1. An Invitation to Reading the Bible Better. Dear Bibliophilos, that means lover of the book, words are more powerful than a nuclear bomb, for words move the world. This is a book about words. Words have already shaped your life a great deal, putting things in motion, setting trajectories for your relationships, work, interests, commitments, and hopes. Words have hurt or healed you, delighted or devastated you, instructed and informed you. In short, words have played a large role in defining who you are today. A word-rich, life-defining moment came for the British people during World War II, in a span of dark days stretching from May 26th to June 4th, 1940. The British Expeditionary Force had been sent to stop the advance of the Nazis, who were pushing through the Netherlands like a wildfire and were now threatening to overrun Belgium and France. But the Germans executed a brilliant pincer movement, hemming in and pushing the British troops and their allies to the beaches of the small Belgian town of Dunkirk. Some 350,000 Allied soldiers were threatened with annihilation. Word reached the British people of this threat, and they prayed earnestly, lifting words to heaven as they anxiously waited. Then, ringing out from the dark pall that hung over the world in that moment, the trapped troops sent back to England a brief message of three little words, "And if not." The British, who at that time in history were more biblically aware than we are today, recognized the words immediately as taken from the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. These three Jewish exiles had been taken from their homeland and placed under King Nebuchadnezzar's rule. When he told them to worship a gold statue he built, the men put their trust in God, despite the known result of their defiance, being thrown into a fiery furnace. As they were told their fate and the furnace was heated 7 times hotter than normal, their words confidently rang out, "Our God can rescue us from your hand, but even if he doesn't, we won't serve your gods." Words coming out of Dunkirk in effect said, "We trust God to deliver us, but even if he does not, we will not bow to the forces of evil." In this darkest point of the conflict, the German army suddenly received a halt order, pausing their advance to consolidate their troops. The 3-day pause opened a window of opportunity for the British and their allies. Those simple, powerful words, "and if not," helped galvanize the nation and put into motion what has been called the Miracle of Dunkirk. Word went out along the coast of England. Boats were needed to mount a rescue mission. Hurriedly, more than 800 vessels, boats of every shape, size, and purpose, were assembled into a ragtag fleet of rescue. Over the next 8 days of evacuation, 338,226 troops were saved. Think of the power of those three little words, "and if not." 2 conjunctions and a negative. They are unassuming words, used countless times a day by everyone from little children just learning to speak to the most eloquent adult. Yet, in the right place, at the right time, those words were powerful, mobilizing a nation. Those words were courageous, communicating a passionate resolve to not give up in the face of devastating loss. Those words were almost playful, evoking a very old, very good story. And those words were biblical, embraced as God's word, shouted boldly into a moment of overwhelming need both in Babylon and at Dunkirk. 3 little words put the moment in motion and in focus. The power of words. Each of us who live in North America pour approximately 16,000 words into the world every day, some 860.3 million words in a lifetime. Levi Lusco tells us that there are 72 different muscles in our bodies that have to work in unison to shape our words.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?